When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
On this episode of the Mental Health Today Show, I'm talking about dealing with suicidal thoughts. Hello and welcome to the Mental Health Today Show. My name is John Cordray and I am a national certified therapist. And today I want to talk about a very, very serious topic, and that is dealing with suicidal thoughts. The odds of you having your own thoughts, suicidal thoughts, or maybe you know somebody else who has had them, or maybe even attempted suicide, is very high. The fact is that the stats that are out there, in the U.S. alone, suicide is the second leading cause of death from ages 10 to 25. Our youth and our young people are committing suicide at a record rate in the U.S., and worldwide. But suicide is not only for young people, it is extremely high among veterans as well, and actually pretty high with a lot of other leading physicians, doctors, psychiatrists, lawyers, people who have very, very stressful jobs and who have very easy access to means of harming themselves. And so this topic is very serious, but it's very important that we address it, that we talk about it. And so I wanted to come on and just kind of talk about some of the issues that people deal with, they struggle with, the thoughts they struggle with. When they think about ending their own life, they think there's no way out. That's the only way out. And I've heard so many people tell me, well, after a suicide, they said, well, that person is so selfish. How could they? They're leaving behind their family and their friends. But I want to say that is a very ignorant statement. Because most people that I have talked with in my practice who have attempted suicide, they're not thinking about being selfish. They're thinking about being less of a burden for those around them. See, it's their thoughts and their distorted thinking that are getting the best of them. And they think, well, I have this condition, or I have this burden. I have this huge conflict, and I'm such a huge inconvenience for my friends and family. And therefore, I need to get rid of me so I can get rid of the problem. They're not being selfish. So if you have said that, or maybe you have thought that before, that someone who attempted or completed suicide was selfish, I want to challenge your thinking on that. Because the truth is, people who are dealing with suicidal thoughts, they are wanting to help their family because they think that they are a cause or a problem of the family. And yes, some people want to attempt suicide or commit suicide because they have had horrible things done to them, or maybe they've seen things that were horrible done to other people, and they can't deal with those dark thoughts in their head any longer. And I want to speak to those of you who have had, or maybe are right now, have suicidal thoughts. And I want you to know that there are resources out there. I know you feel alone. I know you feel like this is your only and last option. And I know you're feeling dark. I know you're feeling like no one really cares. I know you're feeling like this might finally bring freedom or a sense of relief to you. But I want to encourage you, and I want to challenge you as well. First of all, hold off. Don't be quick to end your life. There is help, and I want to share the help with you. First, talk to somebody. If you're having suicidal thoughts, somebody in your life wants to know. They may not have all the answers. They may not know what to do even, but they want to help you. They care about you. And so just talking about it, talking about your dark thoughts is so freeing a lot of the times that that's all that's needed. Watch something that's encouraging. Listen to uplifting motivational talks. Find something that you enjoy doing, because in that moment, your darkest hour, you want to end your life, there's always more time. So don't rush into it. Tomorrow, the sun will come out. It will. The sun sets and it rises every single day. You have time. Don't rush. Don't rush. And if you're living in the U.S., I want to direct you to the Suicide Prevention Hotline. It's a national hotline. It's confidential. It's free. They're not going to want to get all this info. They just want to be there. Be that person that maybe you don't want to talk to your friends or family, and you feel more comfortable just talking to a complete stranger that will listen and are trained to help you. I want to direct you to either their website or their phone number. Both are very helpful in the U.S. So it's the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, and their phone number, write this down, 1-800-273-8255. Again, that's 1-800-273-8255. And their website is the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. And the website is suicidepreventionlifeline.org. suicidepreventionlifeline.org. And if you're seriously thinking about harming yourself right now, give them a call. Go on their website. Talk to them. Confidential. Right now, 24/7. It's free. So why wait? Talk to someone right now. And if you're dealing with suicidal thoughts and you're not from the U.S., then I want to direct my international friends to the International Association for Suicide Prevention. It is a website. There are resources there for you as well. You don't have to live in the U.S. Give them a call, and let me direct you to their website. It is www.iasp.info. So again, that's iasp.info. I want you to look up information on your country. So there are resources out there. Don't do anything. Don't rush in anything. If you're dealing with suicidal thoughts right now, no matter what time it is, make sure you talk to somebody. Somebody cares. There are people out there. I care. And I want you to work on you. Okay? So you're not crazy. You're not dumb. You're not a burden. If you're dealing with suicidal thoughts, make sure you look into resources that I just gave you, phone numbers, websites, or look into support groups nearby. Lots of churches have support groups and other organizations. And if you're really, really bad and you really feel like I'm going to really attempt suicide, then I want you to go to the nearest hospital. That is a safe place. Go somewhere where you know that people will help you and encourage you. Don't end your life. Tomorrow's a new day. And I want you to believe that. I want you to grab on to that hope. So get the help that you need. If you're a loved one, if you're a friend that has another friend that may be attempting or thinking about suicide, make sure you give them the resources that I just provided. and let them know you are with them and for them 24/7, and you're not going anywhere. That's what we need. We need support. You need support. So I hope you'll do that. That's all for today of the Mental Health Today Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate it. My name is John Cordray, and as always, make sure you take care of yourself.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.